on Triple J.
Triple J.
You're listening to 2016.
On Triple J tonight on 2016. Love the power behind that track. That song is called Vincent and it comes from the American group Car Seat Headrest. This group is led by Will Toledo. Let's find out more about this guy. Okay. Will Toledo, 11 albums on Bandcamp he released before he finally got discovered by Matador, an American label behind people like Pavement and Cat Power over the last 20 to 25 years. Well established label. And on Friday of this forthcoming week, we'll see the release of the 13th album by Car Seat Headrest. It's called Teens of Denial. We'll hear more of the music of Car Seat Headrest in just a moment. But let's meet this American, this 23-year-old musician behind this project. Will Toledo, he lives in Seattle now, but he grew up in a place called Leesburg. Outside of Washington, D.C., it's a pretty small historic town, he told me. Lots of government employees live there. It's very quiet, very leafy, very suburban. I said, it sounds a touch boring. Did growing up there steer him to create music?
Yeah, I guess I felt like I was pretty much on my own. There wasn't too much that was inspiring about my town. I mostly lived through music and through movies and books. That's where I sort of got most of my experience from the outside world. There wasn't a lot going on in Leesburg. And, you know, that's how I got into creating music as well, is that I spent most of my time absorbed in art rather than with other people. So that's what I started doing.
When was music really important for you? Or when was there a moment, was there a record, was there a song? Did something go off in your head at any point in time with music?
No, it was always that way as long as I can remember. You know, I remember driving, you vaguely remember driving around with my parents, or, you know, being in the back seat, hearing old songs come on the radio, like the Beach Boys, you know, just feeling a sense of comfort, hearing that music. And I always just sort of engaged with it on a personal level. So I was, before I was really writing songs myself, I was writing half-baked lyrics and creating fake song lists for albums and stuff like that.
Playing out what you're now doing in real life.
Right, yeah. It's just degrees of reality.
Yes, absolutely. The lyric writing is something I want to touch on in just a moment, but tell me if any of this biographical information is incorrect, because I just want to sort of fill in the picture of who you are and what you've been doing. So around the age of, I reckon around the age of about 17 or 18, you started uploading your music to Bandcamp and putting it up there. So this is about 2010, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I was 17 and in my senior year of high school at the time.
How big a step was it for you to take your music to the world?
Well, at the time, it wasn't the world. You know, it was.
Well, it was very public. I mean, you're actually putting it up online, which is something of a step.
Yeah, I mean, I'd been putting it up online for a while, actually, before that. 17 years old is when I started uploading full albums on Bandcamp, but I'd had MySpaces before then, and I had songs up on there. You know, that was just sort of what you did if you were in a band or making music at a young age, and I was in several bands in middle school and high school, and we always had a MySpace page for it. And so when I started doing solo stuff as well, I just continued that practice.
And reaction-wise, Will, did you get much response to those early Bandcamp albums as well?
I mean, not much at first. I guess by the time a year had gone by, there were some people listening to it, but it was a very slow build. It wasn't until 2014, and I actually put out my last self-released album, that it really felt like it was starting to become something that I could call a career.
Mm. Is this around the time that Matador got in contact with you for the first time?
Yeah, that just happened to be, you know, as soon as I was kind of feeling that way, that's when I got the message from Chris Lombardi, who co-founded Matador, saying he liked my stuff, and it was kind of a short jaunt from there to being signed to the label. So it just worked out that as soon as it felt like things were going well on my own, that I got picked up by a larger system.
Sure. So when Matador got in touch and started talking to you, any nerves about becoming part of, as you said, that system?
Well, I had to, you know, seriously think about why I wanted to do it, but, you know, I always came up with a positive response. You know, this is what I want to do with my life, and I think it's still the easiest way to do it is by participating, you know, in the established system. And I think that it's sort of struck a good balance between, you know, having done enough of it on my own that I still have some independence even from, you know, the label system that I'm working under. I mean, Matador doesn't have anything to do with my previous albums, and I still get all the money from that. So it's really, you know, I can have my own thing on the side and still be doing, you know, the more traditional industry stuff.
Yeah, do you know who this is reminding me of? Who I actually was reminded of a little bit with some of the stuff. Beck, in his early days, he kind of came up with a similar system, didn't he?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know much about his history.
Yeah, I remember when Beck came on the scene, he was part of a major label, but also he had all of these independent releases for the first part of his career anyway. He had those two things going side by side, and it worked out well for him. Are you? I want to talk to you about some of the music that you've loved as, you know, as a music fan yourself. Is Beck a big reference point at all, especially his early work?
I don't know. I like him. Actually, recently got invited to do a write-up on him for some Five Essential Beck songs, so I'm working on that right now. But I don't know if I would say he's hugely influential. I think that we kind of share influences more. You know, at my core, I'm sort of an oldies guy, and I like the Beatles, the Beach Boys, the Who, and I grew up listening to those records and absorbing a lot from them.
Yeah, so if you had to pick your five essential Beatles songs off the top of your head, if you had to write about those, what instantly comes to mind?
Come Together. That'd be hard to do that. I might have to go with albums instead.
Which albums, but, you know, then?
Abbey Road, The Beatles, or White Album. Revolver, Rubber Soul, and Please Please Me.
No Sgt. Pepper's, but then again, I wouldn't put Sgt. Pepper's in there either.
No, I don't think it's aged well. You know, it was revolutionary for being the first concept album, allegedly. But, you know, actually, in terms of the music, it's definitely not one of their strongest attempts. And I think that all five of the albums I just named are stronger song by song than Sgt. Pepper.
What about someone like Stephen Malkmus from Pavement, who I think Pavement have kind of been a bit of a reference point for maybe some of your lyric writing as well? And obviously now you're on Matador. I mean, one of Matador's big bands has been Pavement. Is there any flow-on effect, do you think, from their music?
I think I use them as a reference point. It took me a long time to warm up to that band. You know, it was one of those things where I just didn't get it at first. And now I really like maybe about 50% of the stuff they do. You know, they're kind of a hit and miss band, but when they hit, they're very good. And, I enjoy the fact that he did not take things very seriously back then. And that approach is definitely a valid approach, and, you know, it's good to keep it in mind.
On Triple J, that is Will Toledo, the guy behind American group Car Seat Headrest, having a chat to me this week. So the 13th album, Teens of Denial, is going to be released at the end of this week. Let's hear another track from it right now. This one is called Fill in the Blank. New music from Radiohead coming up in a moment.
Depressed, you haven't tried hard.